Hey guys, it's Eric RPG, and I've got another review for you. And today, it is Super Mario Bros. Wonder, the latest and possibly the last big game in the new Super Mario Bros. Series. At least one that will show up on the Switch. I'm sure there'll be more, but it's basically a reinvention of that by having itself one, be rebranded, and two, just getting rid of anything that has new in the title. And three, the most important bit, just completely rethinking how to develop such a game. Because it drops a lot of the problems that those games had, like the quality of the music tracks, while not bad, was not nearly catchy or memorable enough. And I felt like they actually put a lot of thought into the compositions of these tracks. And it's also the game where they basically crammed as many ideas as they could into the game. So much so that I'm actually kind of worried if they'll be even able to do more anytime soon. Because while it's an extremely fun game, and I'm going to give it a high score, and you'll hear that score later, and there's very little negatives I have to say about it. There are some negatives to the game that I can complain about, like the fact that they didn't make it an option for you to just turn off the ability to have Yoshi and the Nabbit characters just play like normal characters. They're basically the Super Guide mode version of the characters, where they can't get killed by outside means, and like while they try to differentiate the two by having Yoshi also being able to do the flutter jump, Yoshi, when he takes a hit, like he's got massive recoil, so there's a drawback to using him. Even though you're invincible, you're probably still prone to getting hurt, but or fall into a pit or something if you're so you have to get your platform game up if you're going to use him. And then, unlike Nabbit, who just gets hit and just the collision detection and iframes are just longer. So if you want to get through a tricky section, just use him, because you don't have to worry about recoil. But in fact, I'm probably going to wimp out and challenge the hardest level of the game that requires you to go through a badge gauntlet, because there is a new mechanic in this game called the badge system, where you can equip one badge, and that's my gripe, that it's only one. And like I'd like to be able to have like a sub badge that like doesn't work as strongly as it would if it were the main badge. Like getting the coin magnet one would be good, but like maybe it only works in certain instances, and or the coins you get from it are like a percentage of coins, kind of like how the new purple coin mechanic works in this game, where you can use purple coins to buy certain things at the shop. Namely, the Wonder Seeds, which are basically this game's version of stars, which you get for completing a level and what you need to get into later levels. But they also let you buy things like standees, which can be used in the online multiplayer to make a temporary midpoint, which is one way you could cheese that badge challenge, because you could just go online and have hope for someone to put a checkpoint in some of the places that don't have them, because you basically have to run through three or four challenges before you get to the next checkpoint. So if somebody put one in between there, that would be nice. But that, again, requires an online connection. But yeah, you can only equip one badge, so you have to basically pick and choose which one you want to use for a certain level. And while the game does give the opportunity between lives to be able to use whatever badge you want for that section, I just thought it would be nice if you could do something like that. But, oh well. But the other complaint I would have is that if you're playing two-player and you are riding Yoshi, because that's one thing you could do in this game, you can get in a situation where the other player could basically just screw you over and you'll fall into a pit. Because the same button you use to get on, you know, basically if you hit contact damage, you just jump onto him instead of having a button that just does it for you. That would have been nice. So, like, if you jump in front of Yoshi, you should have the option just not to have that happen. Maybe just have a separate button for that. But, I liked it. There was a lot of levels, and, the other sore point is that, two of the worlds out of this game's 8 worlds, have no boss fights, and all the boss fights are of Bowser Jr., and while they're all relatively easy, I feel like they didn't do enough with him in the first place, so I think more varied fights with him would have been better, and a lot of people seem to be butthurt that the Koopalings are once left out again. They could have been used for those levels, and they didn't use them, but, like, I would have even taken, like, the Super Mario 3D World approach where you're fighting just some goon. Like, some boss that you normally fight in Super Mario Odyssey or Galaxy or whatever. I would have had those instead, but whatever. Or our Kamek fight. That would have been nice. But, despite those minor gripes, I think the games are extremely highly quality and polished product. If you're a fan of the Mario series, you should pick it up as soon as possible. But with that, I'm going to give the game's score a 9.5 out of 10, just shy of perfect score. But that's all I have for you guys today. See you guys later. Bye-bye.